At Rouy Police Headquarters on Henard Street, in the 12th arrondissement in Paris, an interrogation was taking place. Detectives André Belmondo and Pierre Marais were questioning the superintendent of the Eiffel Tower. René Pascal, the superintendent, had no idea how Mark Harris had gotten to the top of the Eiffel Tower. The police were quite convinced that Harris had been murdered. For one thing, he had made elaborate plans to go away with his beautiful wife for the weekend. For another, the parapet was too high for a man to climb unaided. "What time did the elevators shut down?" asked Marais. "They usually run until midnight, but on that night, since there were no sightseers or diners, I closed them down at 10 p.m., replied Pascal. "Including the elevator that goes to the observation deck?" "All of them." "Is it possible for someone to get to the observation deck without using the elevator?" asked Marais. "No. On that night, everything was closed off. Without an elevator, it would be impossible." Belmondo bored in. "Could a stranger run the elevators?" "No, the operators never leave them when they are on duty, and at night the elevators are locked down with a special key." "How many keys are there?" "Three. I have one. The other two are kept here." "Who was running the last elevator?" asked Belmondo. "Toth. Gerard Toth. I would like to speak to him."
"So would I."
Marais stared at Pascal. "I beg your pardon?"
"Toth has not shown up for work since that night. I called his apartment. There was no answer. I got hold of his landlord. Toth has moved out."
"And left no forwarding address?"
Pascal shrugged.
"That's right.
He's vanished into thin air."
"Vanished into thin air? Are we talking about the great Houdini or a damned elevator operator?" The speaker was Secretary General Claude...